I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday I stopped at Burger King to buy lunch. I had been out shopping. It was hot and humid, so I turned into Burger King to feed my hunger. When I tried to order, I was startled to discover that it was not possible to order a small double cheeseburger meal. There was medium and large and king. I ordered the medium meal, was handed a drink cup about 9 inches tall. Americans have the strangest eating habits. Where else is there a lamb with no small portions of meals? How often have you left a restaurant with a styrofoam box filled with leftovers from a meal that was way too big for a normal person to begin with? Recently, I read an article about fast food franchises detailing their sad attempts to offer healthy or good or small portions. They kept saying the customers don't want these things, that the menu items that sell are the king-size burgers, tacos, and fried stuff that offers up an entire day's calories in one meal, along with enough salt for a week or a month or a year. We eat like we're constantly hungry, yet we're dangerously overweight as a population. So what's going on here? Why do we eat as though we're starved and keep adding pounds all the time? Maybe we have hungers that cannot be satisfied, at least not with platters from Olive Garden or Happy Meals from McDonald's or king-size Whoppers from Burger King. Maybe our hungers are deeper and harder to satisfy, which makes the gospel story this morning so strange, so inviting, and so countercultural. Dinner is being served to a large crowd of hungry people without any food. Since this story comes to us from the Gospel of John, we can expect it to have many layers of meanings. We can expect that this meal will be something more than a meal, or at least have deeper significance than an afternoon picnic. But that comes later. Right now, today, we just find ourselves reclining on the hillside near Jesus, waiting to be fed. What happens next makes no sense to people accustomed to supersizing their orders, to eating until stuffed but not fed. Somebody found a little bit of food, hardly enough for a decent meal for one person, just a little bit of bread and fish. Remember those food items. They'll be on the exam at the end of the sermon. Bread and fish. So everybody sat down on the grass, and Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and gave it to everybody who was sitting around him, and the fish after that, and they were satisfied. How about that? They were satisfied. They had enough. Look at the sequence of this afternoon meal on the grass. Jesus took, Jesus gave thanks, and Jesus gave. When is the last time you stopped in a booth at Burger King or Arby's and said grace? Or offered some of your fries to the people in the next booth? Or found yourself satisfied with just a little bit of food? This whole chapter of the Gospel of John is about being fed. But it takes a while for Jesus' closest friends to get it. Just as it takes most people in this gospel a while to get it. Just as it takes us a while to get it. But if you pay attention to our actions this morning, perhaps you will finally get it and discover how to be fed and satisfied and discover the fraud in our expectations and the emptiness of our hopes. Let me tell you a small secret. When we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, we do the same thing Jesus did that afternoon in Galilee. We take bread, we give thanks, and we distribute it. Not only that, we even remember Jesus doing the same thing at the last meal he shared with his friends before his death. It keeps coming up this simple action of taking, giving thanks, and distributing. We do it every week. Jesus did it often on the Galilean hillside before his death, after his resurrection. Maybe there is something about those gestures that satisfies hunger, really satisfies it, even better than the cheeseburger and sweet potato fries at Burger 21, which I love. I'm not quite sure why we eat so much. As a collective group, Americans eat enormous quantities of food, and we keep coming back for more. Not just on occasion like, you know, Thanksgiving, but as a regular habit. American restaurants give us plates piled with food, and we eat it, or we take it home, and we do it again and again. And we are still hungry, or we wouldn't keep eating like that. Perhaps we really are hungry for the bread of life, and we don't know it or don't know how to find it. Perhaps we should rediscover the joy of being part of the crowd on the hillside with the afternoon breeze fanning our expectations and the late sun burnishing our appetites. The joy of sharing a hunger for the true bread that will fill us completely. Perhaps we should learn again, once again, how to be Eucharistic persons, beginning every meal, every moment with thanksgiving, recognizing the source of our satisfaction. Perhaps we should expect that we will survive beyond the next Chinese takeout or the side of ribs from Applebee's. Perhaps. Perhaps we can begin by coming to the meal today with our hungers fresh and our hopes high. It's an itty-bitty meal, as our culture would weigh it. Just a little small circle of bread, no thicker than cardboard, not even as chewy as Wonder Bread, and a small sip of wine, barely enough to wet our tongues. Hardly enough to fill us up, unless we take what is given and find in it nourishment for a lifetime. Can you do that? Will it be enough? Amen.